Patiràs mil. No one has patiràs at least since 1864 is formed by two buildings. Old Patiràs, close to the riverbed, was built by José María Alcaraz and Diego Fernando Montañés Álvarez in 1929, both from Alcoy. It had three floors, a water wheel of 29 Valencian palms and a waterfall of 33 Valencian palms. In 1839, Old Patiràs was sold to Martín Belda Calabuig from Bocairent, who built New Patiràs with the same kind of machines as the old mill. At the end of the 19th century, three entrepreneurs had the property of Patiràs: Eduardo Juan Verdú, Manuel López Rovira, and his son Santiago López Alcaraz. In this moment, there were some machines from carding and spinning, and the facilities also worked as a fulling mill. In 1901, half of New and Old Patiràs was bought by a society from Ontinyent named Sobrinos de Rafael Segura. They paid 8,750 pesetas. After that, the society invested 12,182 pesetas to enhance the conditions of the path that connects the mill with the road, which means that this mill had a lot of relevancy under the management of these entrepreneurs. In 1917, all the architectural ensemble was already owned by Delgado de Molina. In this moment, this society also set up the new company Tortosa y Delgado, a reference point in the Ontinyent textile history. Their headquarters were in Plaza de Baix, and they installed a turbine with a waterfall of 13 meters and a strength of 20-25 horsepower in Patiràs in order to make it function as a fulling mill. After the Spanish Civil War, Patiràs was devoted to fabric laundering and bleaching. Finally, Miguel Penades Montes bought the mill and made it work as a fulling mill until 1960 decades, when it was finally closed. Recently, Patiràs was rehabilitated for a residential use. New Patiràs still preserves some walls and a little stone house with one floor. Going into the ravine, the mill aqueduct is preserved too.